Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you know what that song means. It means Nick Sirianni's coming up. Press conference in just a few minutes. First time we've heard from Nick since the bye, and of course, it's a trade deadline with the Eagles acquiring three players. What do we see this morning? Is Jair Alexander going to wear number 18? Is that his number here for the Eagles?
Sounds like it.
You like that number for Jair Alexander?
18? Well, I know it's bad mojo for people that think about it. But I'm like, hey, man, that's the number he wants to wear. He probably has a fit.
He needs to change that.
It's an ugly corner number.
Can't do it. Dude, that was 18? Jalen Rager's number. There's just bad mojo attached to that one. Yeah.
Also, am I missing? Like, can you picture corners with number 18 doing well?
Not one that plays well.
Yeah, we can't have that. I hope he reconsiders.
What was Maxwell's number? It was in the 40s. 44 or 45 or something.
47.
41.
Nah, yeah, it wasn't.
You
the
can't
40s.
Be in the 40s.
No,
and you can't be 18.
Listen, I wore 48 in high school. You can't play. You're in the 40s.
Yeah,
you can't play.
They
give it to the guys that can't play. Everyone knows that. All right, 215-592-9494. Twitter question. Sponsored by PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. You guys getting cooked here in this poll. Should the Phillies extend Bryce Harper's contract as an apology? Hugh, what do you think the voting is on this one?
Probably 70% no.
90.2% no.
Because, see, people, okay.
Don't do this.
Mean, that's fine.
Don't
what do you mean?
No, they're not listening.
Well, no,
it's
because, no, and I get it, because you're not hearing what was actually said. You're going off of emotion.
Yeah.
And the way that you answer the way you ask the question, they're
probably
saying no.
How else do we ask things around here?
Well, I guess you're right. You're right.
Well,
but it's an emotional response.
Yeah, the key is in the wording. We asked if they should apologize by giving them the money, and I knew going in that was going to be an uphill climb.
Big one.
Because nobody wants to apologize to players by giving them money. And I sort of agree. It's not really about the apology for me. It's just about shutting them up, shutting the whole thing up.
Yeah, but that's what they're going to do.
Do you think they're going to apologize? Do you think some people would rather trade him than extend him?
Yes. Yeah, I do. If you presented two potential options here, and again, I'm not saying I want to trade him, I just don't want to pay him. But to Kyle's question, if there's two potential options, one is the Phillies cash out of the Bryce Harper experience and they trade him for whatever they could get, and I think they could probably get some pretty good. He's still a productive player, and he's not on a bad contract when you think about the other contracts in baseball, or they give him more money and extend this whole thing into his 40s, right? I think the contract ends when he's 38. I think there would be a segment of people out there that would rather trade him, which is it's crazy that we've gotten to that point, but I do think that. I don't know if it's 20%, 25%, 10, but I don't think it's like 99 re-sign him or, you know, extend him versus one trade him.
I think those people are completely insane. That's ridiculous. It's completely ridiculous.
Well, what's better for the future of the franchise?
Extend him.
I'm not sure.
I am.
What do we think? All right. What do we think he's going to be the next? Let's just use the six years he's under
Forget
contract.
About the future. I want to make him happy for the next few years.
Why doesn't he just hit a baseball? He should be happy
already.
He does
hit baseballs. He had a fine season, by the way.
Fine is a perfect word. It was fine. Right. It was fine.
And that's where, for him, he was upset. Because he invoked the fact that he was hurt.
Yeah, which,
and he still gave out there, and he gave it up for the squad.
Yeah, it's not my fault he was hurt.
Well, no, and see, that's what I think people are not hearing. You know, because you're thinking about, should Bryce get more money? No, technically he shouldn't. But if you're going to go out there and you're going to openly challenge Bryce Harper to be better and then walk it back, that's the only recourse left when you do it that way. That's what I think people are missing, because Dave Dombrowski, I think he was fair for saying what he said. But Bryce didn't like it.
So when Elliot was on with us, he said something I think is really interesting, that Bryce is no longer a player that you let you dictate decisions around. I agree with Elliot.
Mm-hmm.
When Bryce first got here, and he still had an MVP left in him, and he won that in 2021, he still had Bedlam at the bank, like he had some huge seasons. Bryce Harper was, like, whatever he wanted, they did. Go get Trey Turner. Go get JT Realmuto. Re-sign JT Realmuto. He's not that guy anymore. Like, just having him doesn't guarantee you you're going to have a great offense or win the World Series or anything close to that. So as he's no longer that player, he's still good. I can't just do whatever makes Bryce Harper happy. I'm out on that idea. Let's grab Aaron in San Diego. Good morning or good afternoon, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Nope.
Well, it's morning for you, not for us. So,
okay. So can I give my dumbest apology?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm still apologizing every time that a financial debate comes up with the smoking hot wife because my genius sent some random radio show host a picture of my smoking hot wife.
Yeah, that was dumb. Darren, that was, and Hugh, you should be part of the apology.
What do you mean? What? I didn't show anybody.
Yeah, but you told everyone that you passed.
No, that's Aaron's fault. Yeah. Aaron doubled down and he just tripled down.
Yeah, but you could have said, don't send it to me.
And he wasn't wrong. Aaron did okay for himself.
But he wasn't wrong in his assessment, but he was wrong to send a picture of his wife.
No, I'm saying, but Aaron, yeah. Listen, Aaron, you know I love you. I met you. You're not that attractive, but your wife, you made up for it with the woman that you married. Congratulations.
What a wonderful compliment from Ray Hugh Douglas.
I'm saying it's all
holy
love.
Holy cow,
Aaron,
man.
I think it's safe to say that you outkicked your coverage. You're good.
All I've got to say, okay, is that every time I've got the YouTube channel on and she walks by, she goes, I can't believe you.
Yeah.
You won,
Aaron. Like you won. You won. You're good. You're good to go.
All right. So in terms of today's topic, you know, this is a generational discussion. And I kind of understand Hugh's point of view because he's a player. And, of course, the player's going to, you know, is right to ask, you know, for all the money in the world. And then Kyle, I understand that he's on the same side because he comes from that entitlement generation where, you know, if you can fog a mirror, you think you're due something. But I got to tell you, you know, John Middleton has to make a decision with either his mind or his heart because you guys are right. This is a great team, but this is a great regular season team. In terms of the playoffs, this is a team that has fallen short for the last 5 years, and we can't continue to do this. So John Middleton needs to take Bryce Harper, needs to take Dombrowski to the fanciest restaurant in Philadelphia, sit them both down, and say, Dombrowski, please apologize to Bryce.
We way past food.
And then he needs to look at Bryce and say, there's your apology. Now, Bryce, I want to pay you more money, but you've got to produce on the field. And what he did years past, that's gone. It's over.
Yep.
We got to talk about the present. And we cannot afford to pay any more money to a player that has each year has digressed. He's not getting better, especially with that violent swing, and he's getting older. He is not going to be that player he was 3 years ago.
You know the bet. Like you're right, Aaron. But if you're that, you should have did this before you went to the press conference and said what you said about it.
Yeah, but just because you make one mistake doesn't mean you have to make multiple mistakes.
No, I mean, but this is. Like we're beyond having that conversation now, like, and I understand
what
you're saying.
We're just sitting down saying
no,
sorry.
No, because you fired the first salvo, and your agent's job is to do the dirty work for you.
Good
this
call,
is
Aaron.
The wet work, if you will. This is what
the
wet work. I was trying to be fancy with the word, but this is where Boris comes in and be like, no, Bryce don't want to talk. He's distraught. He's hurt.
He's distraught.
He's distraught.
I mean, come on.
He's hurt. He is hurt.
Yeah.
He wants more money.
Yep.
This is the beautiful part. Like, this is the thing that people don't understand about a really good agent. Like, I had Drew Rosenhaus, and we were talking about Drew this morning. Drew's a huge Batman fan, has a room full of, like, Batman figurines and stuff. Drew, he wrote a book a few years ago talking about Shark Never Sleeps. He is dogged when it comes to getting his players paid.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when we were sitting in there and I got traded. And he was like, he was on the phone, like he's working the phones and everything. And he said, Hugh, they've already traded for you.
This is when you came here.
Yes. Yeah. He said, they've already traded for you. He said, you got them by the short and curlies. And he said, what do you want to do? And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, if they want you to come, he said, you could deny this trade. You could say you don't want this trade.
All right, let's hold the story. Yeah. Nick's here around it. We'll get to it after it.
Nick, before we get into football today, obviously really tragic situation in Dallas with Marshawn Nealon. First, your thoughts, but also you guys have a really big game to plan for, and now there's this very human, very raw element. So how do you strike that balance as a head coach?
Yeah, obviously, you know, the NFL is a brotherhood, you know, and so obviously that was on our mind this morning, and our thoughts and prayers go out to, you know, his family and the Dallas Cowboys. It just puts things in perspective, and I don't really want to speak too much more on that.
Nick, when you bring new guys into the building, not the football side of it, but this, I guess the indoctrinating them into the culture and just becoming Eagles, what steps do you take to make that process work?
Yeah, we kind of have an orientation for that, just to catch them up on everything. Every department, we've been doing that for a while. Every department has different things. Obviously, coaching, you know, with us have different things that we do. And so long process, I wouldn't say long process, but like just an orientation essentially to get them caught up. Our coaches do a good job of that. I spend time with them. My assistant Cole spends some time with them with the standards of how we practice. But, you know, you do that. It's not like this is our first time doing that, right? You do that when you bring a new practice squad guy in. So we've had a lot of practice at that. But I think the most important thing that we want to stress is a little bit of how we practice, what the culture is, you know, our team rules, stuff like that.
Well, on the field, general overview just of the three guys that you acquired, two corners and Jalen Phillips.
Yeah, looking forward to being able to coach those guys. They have familiarity with different. Every one of them has a familiarity with a different guy on our coaching staff. So, which is always really good. That doesn't always happen that way, but in this case, it did. You know, talented guys that have played a bunch of good football in the NFL, each bringing a different thing and bringing depth to our positions. Was really. Really excited about our roster, how it was, and it's been awesome to be able to add to it, and thankful to Howie for to add to it, and we're really excited to get these guys going and get them involved, and we'll see where they are at the end of the week and what that means for this game this weekend.
Been around Howie now for as long as you have, and seeing his aggressiveness in moments like this, has any of that rubbed off on you, or has it changed the way you view the NFL?
No, I think, you know, naturally, probably why I'm here. I have the same theories, same thought processes in that. I think one thing I think is always funny is, like, you know, at the end of free agency or right at the beginning of free agency, if we don't do something or we don't do something that everyone thinks we should do, it's like, oh my gosh, there's a lot more time to be able to add to the roster. And I think how we showed that every single year of adding to the roster at different times of really meaningful pieces to our teams that have had a lot of success. Just grateful to have a partner with Howie of, you know, being the best guy in all of sports as a GM at his job.
What do you like specifically about Jalen Phillips' game? I know he had some success with Vic in 2023. What have you seen?
Yeah, explosive player, you know, able to get to the quarterback, violent in the run game. Can create a lot of disruption, just a lot of how we like to play that position. So, you know, Vic having familiarity with him is obviously big. You know, it takes away some of that learning curve of, you know, getting ready to go. So a lot of things to like about him. We, you know, obviously you do a lot of work on these guys when they're coming out of college, and, you know, like them then. And, you know, it's been fun following his career. You know, we were able to practice against him a couple years ago. Really showed some really good things in that. Played against him. you know, in 2023. And so, yeah, just a lot to like about him. Really, really, really good player. Getting to know him a little bit. Really like the person. So, yeah, excited to add him to the mix.
How realistic is it to have those guys up to speed in order to play?
We'll see. It's everything's different. Everybody's a little bit different. It was nice to be able to get some time with these guys, with a couple days off and be able to catch them up, that we have a little bit more time as far as playing a Monday night game this week. So, and we have more time to decide, you know, when who's up and who's down and all that stuff.
You guys had success offensively going into the bye week. How did you make use of that time, and what were the more productive things that came out of kind of some examination there?
How did we use the bye? Yeah, our normal process of, you know, of what we go through. There's always things that you add to it. So we worked our days that we worked. We took some time off. Little tradition. Some of the coaches came to my house to do some more work on one of the days off. I don't know if they like, I like doing that. I don't know if they do. Just our normal process. I'm obviously not going to get into everything that it is, but it adds and it continues throughout the time that we've been here and throughout our time in the NFL. But like our process there, and we'll see what that looks like come Monday.
How's that day like at your house?
I don't know, normal work day, just at my house, yeah. So sometimes my dog's at our, I think my dog was right at Kevin's feet for a long, he must have pet him. It's kind of an annoying dog, or if you pet him one time, he doesn't leave you alone. So I've learned not to pet him. But I think Kevin did, and I think he was sitting at his feet pretty much the whole time, so begging him for me to pet again. What'd you say?
You won't be cloning the dog?
At corner, would you like to settle into a top three, or is it realistic to mix and match?
Yeah, I think whatever's best for the team, whatever's best for the team at that, and you know, we'll do. So I don't have a preference one way or the other. All guys bring different things, and excited to have the depth that we have at that group.
There are some schematic things that you found over the bye week that you don't want to share, but when you did get a chance to review the first half of the season, are there any overarching themes you saw that you would be willing to share, you feel like you learned?
I think we're doing a good job fundamentally over across the team, just as far as, you know, tackling and catching and taking care of the football, coming after the football, all those different things that, you know, blocking. I think that's as general as I could possibly be. But, you know, we spend a lot of time on all the fundamentals of football. The fundamentals of football are what make and break every single play. So I like where we are fundamentally. We'll continue, but we got to continue to get better at that. We're not entitled to continue to get better without the work. You know, we're entitled to nothing. Everything we do and everything we have coming to us is earned.
What has Parsons done?
Guys in Green Bay in the last season or so. Just what do you see out of that team? What they've put on tape this year, and you know how they've been playing.
I think this is a talented group of guys, both offensively, defensively, special teams wise. A lot of respect for their coaches. I think Coach LaFleur does a phenomenal job. I've always thought that and looked at his offenses and how his teams play from afar, and have a lot of admiration for him and the job that he does. They play hard. They play with good fundamentals. They have good schemes with good talented players. So a lot of respect, a lot of good players throughout throughout every layer of their defense, a lot of good players through every layer of their offense and special teams. But like I said, just I feel like they got good players with good coaches, and that's why they've had the success that they've had. A lot of respect for this team.
AJ and Saquon both went into the bye week banged up. What can you share about,
Yeah, you guys will get an injury report a little bit later today. We'll see how practice looks today. I know that both the guys are working their butts off to do everything they can do to be ready to be available. So
a player that you're familiar with, but you're seeing him for the first time as a Packer, kind of two-part question here. When you think about Micah Parsons, what has he brought to the Green Bay defense this far? And what did Carolina do so well in containing him in the last matchup?
Micah Parsons is a phenomenal football player. that can hurt you in many different ways. It just creates a lot of disruption, you know, and I think sometimes you think about it just only in the pass game. He creates a lot of disruption in the run game. Think about a fumble that he caused in our game against him in 2022. You know, it had nothing to do with the pass play. It was a run play. And so, so much respect to the player and who he is. I can't say enough good things about him. You know, thankfully we don't play him. We only play him once a year. Well, we played Green Bay twice last year, so we'll see how that goes. But, you know, Carolina did a good job of, you know, I know they stayed efficient on first and second down, stayed out of some known pass situations where he can be even more disruptive. But again, like I said, he's disruptive in everything he does. They're doing a good job of moving him around, putting him in different spots. So you have to account for where he is, but you it's hard to account for where he is because he's moving around so much. So a lot of respect for their defensive coaches and what they've been doing there. But can't say enough good things about him. He's really good.
What do you remember about Jalen Phillips in the joint practice you guys had down there?
What did Kelsey tell a story about him?
Kelsey?
Yeah.
I don't cover him anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't.
I remember that. No, I'm just kidding. He was just saying in that joint practice, Jeff. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, yeah, I remember he stood out for various reasons. I think he also had the specific signed jersey for having a good practice the day before, if I recall correctly.
Well, I didn't know that. The disruption that he can create. And, you know, it's always good. You know, we really our guys do a great job, you know, with all the good players that we have here. Of letting iron sharpen iron. And then when you're able to go against a guy on another team in a joint practice that's doing that too, it just helps those guys, help Jordan get better, help Lane get better. Very similar to how I felt like when we practiced against Cleveland. Again, all those things are great opportunities to help you get better. And I remember thinking, you know, man, this guy can go. And he's big. He's a big, have you guys been up to him yet? No. John Clark was the only one. The one I heard. So big, huge dude. Just enormous. Like I always, people will be, you know, sometimes it's like when I meet somebody in person for the first time, they're like, oh, you're a lot taller. And I thought, and I'm like, well, I'm six three. It's like, but I do stand next to Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata. Well, he does the same thing. He towers over me just the same way those guys do. So, again, like I said, just so excited to have him and to get to work with him.
What is your perspective on the season that Lane has had so far?
Yeah, you've heard me say this 100 times. Like Lane's one of the best players in the NFL, maybe one of the best players of all time at his position. The things that he can do is freaky. I see him continuing to do that. I love that consistency that Lane has. That he's a superstar football player. And he does it week in, week out, and I continue to see that through the season. So, feel the exact same way about him as I felt about him the last 4 years. And he's having a great year, and we need him to have a great year. He's one of our best players.
Caliber players trying to rebuild their career, whether it was Julio, Shaq Leonard, Robert Quinn. In Jair's case, how do you stay clear-headed about the player you respect from the past, compared to the player you have now on the field?
Yeah, again, we obviously think highly of the player that we have now on the field. That's why we went and got him. You go to work, you practice, you see where he is, and you see how you're going to, what it's going to look like on Sunday. So excited to get out there with him today and watch him go. You know, normally I go to all the, the linebacker drills, or I go to the D-tackle drills, or I go to the DN drills and really kind of mix into the offensive line drills. But today I'll probably be over there a little bit with the DBs, a little bit more with the DNs and take a look.
Should he be made available on Monday for a guy who's done so much for the city, retiring, coming back? What's it going to be like seeing BG get out there again?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see where he is at the end of the week, but it's been great having him back in the building. On a consistent basis. So just, the energy he brings, the smile that he has on his face every day. Still one of my favorite things is to be able to, you know, I remember showing the clip in 2023 of him running down Dak and stopping a 2-point conversion. And it's like, hey, guys, you don't play 15, 16, whatever year he's on now, years in the NFL without all the extra stuff, with all the, you know, you talent alone never does get you that far. It gets you in the door, but it doesn't allow you to go as far as Brandon Graham did. So he has all those things that you like to point out in film. Then it's nice to have that back. And, we'll be, you know, when he gets back on the field, that's always, you know, we're kind of thinking that way now in the sense that he's back on the field practicing. So it's, you know, but when he's able to go back out in the game, you know, that'll be exciting.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, there it was, the Nick Sirianni press conference there. It does not commit to BG playing Monday. We shall see. So we're going to watch that injury report with AJ and with Saquon coming off of what happened a couple of weeks ago. But he sounds very excited here for Jalen Phillips. I mean, you could hear it,
yeah,
him talking about it.
I feel like the guy can get out to the quarterback a little bit. The biggest thing that he's had is a lot of injuries.
Yep.
But they're excited about him. Like I said, he has a little bit. He has something to him. He definitely has something to him. And I think that BG is probably the safety valve. That's okay. BG making like 5 yams. Yeah, that's okay.
We want to see him back in the uniform again.
I wish somebody would give me $5 million to sit on their bench and look like I can play.
No, that's not happening anymore. 215-592-9494. The days of that happening are over.
All right.
4-pack of tickets in the line today to the Flyers with us on December 3rd. Dumbest thing you ever had to apologize for, your take on paying Bryce Harper more as an apology. Adding to his contract, Hugh Douglas wants to do it. I'm losing my mind here. He thinks they're going to do it. I say absolutely not. Preston Mattingly, he was a guest on the High Hopes podcast, Phillies general manager, perhaps a Freudian slip, and another part of the Preston Mattingly puzzle that could change how the Phillies bench looks. We'll talk about that next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.